The recording has started.
Okay, good morning. This is a call to order, open session 1.1. I would like to welcome you all to the Board of Directors meeting to the Student Success Program Nonprofit Board, which operates Odeo Charter Schools and the Charter Schools of San Diego. I'm Len Herring, Chairman of the Board, and I will facilitate the meeting. Let's take a roll call first. When I call your name, please provide the group with a brief introduction. I don't know if that's necessary. We have any visitors logged in? Okay. So I will conduct a roll call. 1.2, myself here, Scott.
Present.
David.
Present. Good morning.
Jane.
Present.
And Eric, as noted, absent and excused. Mary, the introductions of individuals from the team that we haven't already met.
I think everybody's been met, has met.
Okay. Item 1.3 is the establishment of a quarter. Item 1.3 establishes a quarter. Do I have a motion to approve item 1.3? We have a quorum present.
Motion approved.
I'll second that.
Very well. All those in favor? We'll do a roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
And Eric is absent. We'll now conduct the Pledge of Allegiance. If you would, please stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Thank you very much. Approval of agenda item 1.5. Item 1.5 is approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda with the recommendation from Mary or Mary Bixby?
So moved.
I'll second it.
Is there any discussion on the items? Very well. We'll conduct a roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
And Eric is absent. Public comment, period 2.0, public comment. If you would like to participate in public comment, please complete the speaker card and submit to staff public comment for items of interest to the public with the scope of the Student Success Program non-agenda shall be no longer than 2 minutes. Public comment for agenda items will be no longer than 3 minutes. Speakers may not yield time in accordance with the Brown Act. No discussion or actions may take place at that time, but the board does have a prerogative to respond or give direction to staff. All public comment will be heard at this point in the agenda as ordered below. Each agenda item being commented on will have a maximum of 20 minutes allotted, and each non-agenda item will have a minimum of 10 minutes allotted. If necessary, I may equivocally decrease the time for each speaker in order so that we may stay within the allotted maximum time. Item 2.1 is non-agenda public items. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 2 minutes per speaker, the item limited to 20 minutes total, unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on items not in the agenda? Hearing none, we'll move to item 2.2. Agenda public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker. It is, and this item is limited to 20 minutes total unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on the agenda items? Hearing none, we're moving on. Item 3.0, administrative items. Consider approval for the independent study 3200 amendment. Lynn, is there a staff report for 3.1?
Thank you, Admiral Herring. The Assembly Bill 130, or what is commonly referred to as AB 130, was enacted on July 9, 2021. And in order to comply, the local educational agencies will need to revise the written board policies to clearly articulate the new requirements and expectations, including the level of satisfactory progress a student must make before an evaluation is conducted as measured by the student achievement and engagement data, completion of assignments, assessments, or other evidence of student work and effort, the learning as determined by the supervising teacher, progress towards successful completion. It also, the content must also provided through the independent study is aligned to grade level standards and are substantially equivalent in quality and intellectual challenge to in-person instruction. For high schools, this must act, students must, the educational plan must include access to all the A through G courses and those that are required for graduation. In addition to some of the required changes that will reflect the written, that is reflected in the written board policy, we also must amend the master agreements, which will warrant specific revisions, such as part of the time, the manner, the frequency, and the place of submitting assignments. LEAs will also need to describe how academic progress will be reported and how communication with parents and guardians will be administered. There should also be the confirmation that students have the technological resources that they need to participate in their education program. In addition, also you have to describe how many student assignments can be missed before triggering an evaluation, and the trigger must also include the standard of satisfactory educational progress. Moreover, the implementation of AB 130, it includes that master agreement should reflect what is written in the independent study board policy. Therefore, we are also modifying and amending the master agreement template. These master agreements must be signed by the student if they are of legal age, or their parent or guardian, the general supervising teacher, and all persons having direct responsibility for providing assistance to the students, such as education specialists or the special ed teacher. Further, for this fiscal year only, LEAs must collect the signed agreements within 30 days of the first day of instruction. And for us, that is July 1st. And note that the budget, that the law was not enacted till July 9, but we are still obligated to meet all new and existing requirements. We will implement the collection of the signatures for the master agreements as soon as possible. The instructional team, data department, and the student services department are now working collaboratively together with the teachers to comply with the implementation of AB 130, and we have to move forward. I've worked with the auditor on with regards to the 30 days compliance. Thank you.
If I might share, as CBO Lynn, among our many responsibilities, is to oversee our legal compliance. So she works diligently in reviewing any new law that comes forward or reg or anything that might affect our operation. And she does that quite often in conjunction with our attorneys and our key resources, legal resources. But nonetheless, it filters down to a great deal of work that really needs close scrutiny. I think when this law passed, they were thinking more in terms of people operating in September.
Right.
Would have given them a lot more lead time. And of course, we had already sent our master's agreements out and everything, but it came together quickly and we are making the absolute deadline. So for us to be compensated. So we really, really need to thank you, Lynn, for such a excellent job in getting down to a gnat's nose. We appreciate that. And I recommend approval.
Okay, and thank you for all the hard work. What do they do for schools that are on a yearly basis?
I really don't know.
Chula Vista went back to school and they're on an annual.
Mm-hmm. They're probably scampering around as we are too. But we are particularly scrupulous about not taking anything for granted and always meeting the absolute deadlines without requesting extensions or waivers.
Okay, makes perfect sense. Do I have a motion to approve item 3.1?
So moved.
I'll second it.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion? I'll conduct a voting roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
And Eric will be marked as absent. Moving on to 4.0 is the consent agenda. All matters under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and be approved by the board in one motion in the form listed below, unless specifically requested by a board member for further discussion or remove from the agenda. There will be no discussion on the items prior to the board's vote on and the president recommends approval of all consent agenda. Consent items for Audeo Charter School, the Charter Schools of San Diego for each. Item 4.1.1, consider approval minutes of meeting June 23rd on 2021. Do I have a motion for approval of the consent agenda?
I'll move approval.
Do I have a second?
Second.
And I'll conduct a roll call. Vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
And Eric will be marked as absent. Moving on, item 5.0, board announcements and comments. At this time, the board has topics of interest that they would like to share with the community or those present in an informational form that requires no action is free to do so. Any comments from the board? Okay, the only comment is, again, well done to everybody joining us. You guys are doing a great job of getting things back to normal, and I do appreciate all the hard work that goes into making these particular efforts possible. I realize and know from experience that this is not an easy task when these kind of edicts are put out and you have an extremely short period of time, but you still have your day job to do, which requires additional work and effort, and you're always on top of it. So thank you for your support and everything else. Is there anything else?
Well, thank you to the board for making themselves available. We're very grateful.
We're here for you.
Thank you. And the kids.
And the kids. It's always about the kids. So.
Always about the kids.
All right. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second? Roll call. Aye. David?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
Very good. And Eric will be marked as absent. Okay, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.